السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Oh my Lord, expand for me my breast, loosen the knot from my tongue, make my work easy from me, and loosen the knot from my tongue so that they may understand my speech. Rabbi zidna ilma. O my Lord, increase us in knowledge. Allahumma faqihna fi al-deen. O Allah, grant us the understanding of deen. Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a wa amalan mutaqabbala wa rizqan tayyiba. O Allah, indeed I ask you for beneficial knowledge and acceptable deeds and pure provision. Ameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we start Juz 4, continuing on with Surah Ali Imran, inshallah, the third surah, third longest, and the third surah of the Quran. If you're all ready, sisters, inshallah, we will start from verse 92. I ask for Allah's protection from shaitan. I begin in the name of Allah, who is most kind and most merciful. By no means shall you attain al-bir. Bir is what? We've all done this, so you can tell me what is bir, sisters? Piety. Excellent. Bir is piety, righteousness. You will not attain al-bir. It also means here Allah's reward, paradise. Unless you spend in Allah's cause of that which you love. And whatever of good you spend, Allah knows it well. Subhanallah. All food was lawful to the children of Israel, except what Israel made unlawful for himself before the Torah was revealed. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bring here the Torah and recite it if you are truthful. So straight away, we are being given two important messages here. Can anyone give me them? What are they? Number one, in verse 92. Spending in the way of Allah. Exactly. Give and spend for His reward and His reward only. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all aware of what you do, what you give and spend. So, self-analysis. Look at the quality of our giving. Well, how do I give? Do I give grudgingly, reluctantly, or do I give happily in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's way? Then we're being told here, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bring here the Torah and recite it if you are truthful. The Torah was for the children of Israel. What is our book? How much do I recite the book of Allah? How much do I look at the book of Allah? How close am I to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this book? Then after that, whosoever shall invent a lie against Allah, such shall indeed be the zalimeen, zalimun, the disbelievers. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has spoken the truth. Follow the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hanifa. Hanifa, he used to worship Allah alone. What is the other word that we use for Hanifa? Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, what word goes with him straight away? He was Khalil, God, yes, he was friend. But he was focused. Hanifa means focused. Upright, focused. Okay? He didn't go astray. He didn't wander. Meander. He didn't drift away from the path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him. Verily, the first house of worship appointed for mankind was that at Bakka. Bakka was the old name for? Excellent. Full of blessing and a guidance for Alameen, for all mankind and jinn. In it are manifest signs. What's manifest? Clear. Good. In it are manifest signs for example, the Makam, the place of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Whoever enters it attains security. And Hajj, pilgrimage to Mecca, to the house of Kaaba, is a duty that mankind owes to Allah. Those who can afford the expenses. And that's expenses for transport and for staying there, residence. And whoever disbelieves, denies Hajj, then he is a disbeliever of Allah. And we did this in detail when we covered the tafsir of these ayahs. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need anything of us. But this is one of the pillars of Islam. And if we deny this, look what how strongly Allah ta'ala is telling us. That one who denies the pilgrimage, then he is a disbeliever of Allah. Then Allah stands not in any need, not in need of any of the Alameen, mankind, jinn, on all that exists. Allahu Akbar. The performance of Hajj is an enjoined duty and its superiority and the statement of Allah that Hajj to the house of Kaaba is a duty that mankind owes to Allah. Subhanallah. Verse 98. Say, O people of the scripture, why do you reject the ayah of Allah? Why do we find we reject the ayah of Allah today? Do we find this is what's happening around us today? This here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the, when I say people of the scripture, who are we referring to? The Jews. And the? Exactly. Why do you reject the ayah? How do they reject? By? By not doing it, exactly. Either by changing or not doing or ignoring. Are we doing this as Muslims of today? Sadly, yes. Say, O people of the scripture. Say, O people of the scripture, why do you reject the ayah of Allah? The proofs, the verses, while Allah is witness to what you do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all aware of what you do. Say, O people of the scripture, why do you stop those who have believed from the path of Allah seeking to make it seem crooked while you are witness to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a messenger of Allah and Islam? And Allah is not unaware of what you do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not unaware. What does that mean then? When we have two negatives like that, what does it mean? He is aware, exactly. He is all aware. What is the attribute for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that he's all aware? Right, homework question for you to look it up now, inshallah. Okay? The attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us that He is all aware. We've done this again in detail. Verse 100, O you who believe, if you obey a group of those who were given the scripture, they would indeed render you disbelievers after you have believed. Who's this referring to? They will render you disbelievers if you obey them. Who's that referring to? Firstly, who's the you? If you, us, as Muslims, good, obey a group of those. That's the Jews and the Christians, exactly. And how would you disbelieve while you are recited the verses of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala? And among you is His Messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whoever holds firmly to Allah follows Islam, Allah's religion, and obeys all that Allah has ordered practically, then he is indeed guided to the right path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is questioning us. You know, like you say to a child, like, how can you do this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us, look, you have two things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us in verse 101. What are they? You have two things. What are they? So you have the Quran in your hands. You are reciting the Quran. You are reading it for yourselves. And the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So then how can you mess around? How can you go away from this? Fear Allah, do all that He has ordered us and stop all that He has forbidden. Grip Allah's rope, He is telling us here. Behave, come on. Bond together, be together, and listen to what Allah Ta'ala is telling us to do. And then again, He's telling us in verse 102. O you who believe. Who's this to? Ya ayyuhal ladheena. It's a lovely address. It makes us alert. Ding dong. Your bell's gone. It's for me and you. Subhanallah. These ayahs are for us. And what's the instruction? Fear society? Fear shaitan? Fear the policeman? No. Fear Allah. O you who believe, fear Allah by doing all that He has ordered and by abstaining from all that He has forbidden, as He should be feared. Obey Him, be thankful to Him and remember Him always, and die not except in a state of Islam, and hold fast, all of you together, to the rope of Allah. And be not divided among yourselves, and remember Allah's favour on you. And remember Allah's favour on you. For you were enemies one to another, but He joined your hearts together. So that by His grace you became, what's the word? You became brethren. What's brethren? Brothers. And you were on the brink of a pit of fire, and He saved you from it. Thus Allah makes His ayah clear to you that you may be guided. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala is reminding us that if you adhere to this Quran, then you will be guided. And if you don't, then that's when you slip away. And you're on the brink of what? Does anybody want to be on the brink of any fire? Astaghfirullah, no. Let there rise out of you a group of people inviting to all that is good, enjoining al-ma'ruf. And all Islam orders one to do. And forbidding al-munkar. Question arises, do I do this? Do we do this? Do we encourage youngsters to do the salah? Do we take our children to the masjid, or are we too busy taking them to Disneyland? Are we too busy for Disneyland? We haven't got time for Umrah and Hajj. What are our priorities? Yes? You can ask yourselves. We will be doing constantly, we'll be self-analysing ourselves. If it's no good just reading, 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 you'll switch off. You need to stop, pause and think. Where am I going? What am I doing? Are we going to be a nation where Islam was 5 centuries ago and is no longer there now, which is so sad. And we can see this around the world, can't we? Let there rise out of you a group. Look, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us to do. But we ignored it. We thought, no, we can carry on doing what we feel like doing. And usually the scenario is that we think, oh, I'm all right, Jack, because I'm doing it. But we need to take others with us. We don't want to be in Jannah on our own, do we? Even when you come to a class lesson and you're on your own, you feel, oh, I wish I'd brought my neighbour, I wish my sister was here listening to this. If you go somewhere and you're having a really good time, you think, oh, I wish I'd brought so-and-so too. Is it not true? That there arise out of you a group of people inviting to all that is good, enjoying al-ma'ruf, and all that Islam orders one to do, and forbid polytheism and disbelief, al-munkar, and all that Islam has forbidden. And it is they who are the successful. We want to be successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us how to be successful. Do I do this? Do I fear Allah? Do I have taqwa? And do I stop people from doing anything wrong? Or am I too scared? Because if I'm too scared, that means I'm not fearing Allah, but I'm fearing the people. And be not as those who divided and differed among themselves after the clear proofs had come to them. It is they for whom there is an awful torment. On the day of resurrection, some faces will become white and some faces will become black. As for those whose faces will become black, to them will be said, did you reject faith after accepting it? Who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking to here? Exactly. So if we've still not done one of the five pillars of Islam, are we rejecting faith? We just read about Hajj. What am I doing? Am I rejecting faith by ignoring some of the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then taste the torment in hell for rejecting faith. And for those whose faces will become white, they will be in Allah's mercy. Subhanallah. Here, Allah's mercy is rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it's particularly used as a noun. What is the noun here? What is Allah's mercy? What is it being referred to? No, they will be in Allah's mercy. What is this Allah's mercy? Paradise. Excellent. Yes. Therein they shall dwell forever. Forever, sisters. Even if we're having a good time here for a short time, so where we enjoy it. But this is forever and ever. It's eternal bliss. And we ignore it and we think, don't worry, we'll get there. You have to work for it. We want to go for Umrah, you have to run around, you get the visa, you get the ticket, you get your jabs done, vaccinations. You fulfill your conditions, don't you? And for this lifelong, forever and ever home, we think doesn't matter. We can't do that anymore. Life is short, it's running fast now. That sand out of the timer is going very rapidly. Speed up now, come on. No more thinking we've got plenty of time. These are the verses of Allah. We recite them to you. Verse 108. These are the verses of Allah. We recite them to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in truth, and that Allah will know injustice to the alameen. And to Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth, and all matters go back to Allah. Verse 109. If you want to highlight, just highlight 109. Don't highlight the entire verse. You can if you want. Because if you realize, if you can recall and acknowledge this ayah, your matters will definitely change. And to Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth. When you belong to somebody, you don't misbehave, do you? Does your child with any school misbehave and go in a different uniform? And when you know that all matters will go to the headmaster for that child, when we were students, when we were children, or for our own children, how do they behave? If we're aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is whom we belong to, the food I waste at weddings, the extravagant buying I do to fulfill my desires, all belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I will be accountable and all matters go back for decision to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you think my approach to life will change or not change? It will change definitely, won't it? Soon as you're aware of this, you will not do anything out of line. And this becomes, what's the other word for this? Sister Saika. Thank you. This becomes taqwa. This is knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all aware and He will question us. You, verse 110. You true believers in Islam, and real followers of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his sunnah are the best of people. Highlight that, everyone. Verse 110, please. Mabruk, sisters. You are the best of people ever raised. Do you feel like that? Do you feel like that? Hands up if you feel you are the best of people. When we look around the world, do we look as if we are the best of people? And you might question yourselves why. And that's because we left the Quran behind. We left the Quran by the side of our bed and carried on instead. Sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that you are the best of peoples ever raised up for mankind. You enjoin. Why are you the best? Because you enjoin al-ma'ruf. You tell people what is good and you forbid al-munkar. And you forbid all that Islam has forbidden. And you believe in Allah. Look at the three conditions to be the best of people. Write them down. Number one, you encourage good. You stop evil. And you believe in Allah. It's not just enough to say the kalma, is it? It's not just enough to say I believe. You have to have something to go with it. Is it enough to just say that I go to that certain Manchester uni and that's it? And not go and not do anything? Is it? Is it?
No.
No. And had the people of the scripture believed, it would have been better for them. Among them are some who have faith, some, but most of them are what? Fasiqoon, disobedient to Allah and rebellious against Allah's commands. Sadly, is this not what we see today in society? Instead of being the best, we've become rebellious. Where does it say do this? Where does it say don't have interest? Where does it say cover up? This is all we're doing is rebelling, constantly asking too many questions, constantly debating on petty issues and not even knowing the ayahs of the Quran. They will do you no harm, barring a trifling annoyance. Barring meaning except for a bit of annoyance. And if they fight against you, they will show you their backs and they will not be helped. They will not be helped. Indignity is put over them. Wherever they may be, except when under a covenant of protection from Allah. And from men they have drawn on themselves the wrath of Allah. What is the wrath?
Anger.
Good. And destruction is put over them. This is because they disbelieve in the ayah of Allah and kill the prophets without right. This is because they disobeyed Allah and used to transgress. What's transgress? Used to transgress? Cross the boundaries. They used to transgress beyond bounds in Allah's disobedience, crimes and sins. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us straight away here that they're not all the same. Not all of them are alike. A party of them, or a group of them, should we say, a party of the people of the scripture stand for the right. They recite the verses of Allah during the hours of the night, prostrating themselves in prayer. Question arises, do we do that? Look, Allah is telling us that a group of the Jews and the Christians do this. Do I? They believe in Allah. When you believe in someone, something, what will be your attitude?
Follow.
You want to behave as they want you to behave. Yes? They believe in Allah and the last day. They enjoin al-ma'ruf and following the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, forbid Al-Munkar. See how many times in just a few ayahs we have had this repeatedly. Stopping. You see, it doesn't seem, possibly doesn't seem big, but stopping evil and doing good. If we'd been doing this all along for the last 30, 20 years, would society have been in a mess as it is today? Were our older generation doing this? Were they stopping evil? They were. But as soon as we gave up that role, we've messed it up, haven't we? We're too scared to stop evil because we're embarrassed or don't want to be called the baddie. Allah Ta'ala is telling us again and again in just a few ayahs, stop evil, encourage good. And following Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, forbid al-munkar. And they hasten, this is now another quality to add on to our list. And what is it? And they hasten in all good works. They hasten. What's the hasten word, you tell me, girls? No, in Arabic, sorry. What's the speed up? Exactly. وَيُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And they are among the righteous. They hasten in good works. And that is, again, bringing in taqwa. We will bring taqwa in constantly, inshallah. That when you are knowing, when you are aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching, all matters are going back to Him, everything belongs to Him, then when you've been to a Quran class, a Quran session, how can you go back and do anything out of line? You will hasten to do good works. You will rush off to the hospital to go and see your neighbour or your friend. You want to do that. You can't sit around bone idle. You can't be listening to music and watching TV. If you know that this life is short and Allah Ta'ala is telling me to do something good, see, then you value, you think, I have this 1 hour. How can I multiply this hour into many more so that I benefit in dunya and in akhirah? Would you create any ill feelings with that neighbour if you've been to see her in hospital? No. Would you feel guilty when she sees you in the road next week when she's back from hospital? No. So that is the plus points in the dunya. And obviously the reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is immense. But they don't think, oh, I'll do it in a bit. They don't wait. What do they do? What is the crucial word in this verse? They hasten. Yusari'una. Sisters, for who have arrived a little late, what we're doing today is a rehearsal, inshallah, for just four. So it's also practice for you for your test, inshallah. And we're going through for Ramadan practice. So we're now actually on verse 115 of Surah Al Imran. And whatever good they do, nothing will be rejected of them. Subhanallah. When you do it with the right intention, look at this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, if they believe and they follow all these points in verse 114, whatever good they do, nothing will be rejected of them. For Allah knows well those who are the muttaqeen, the pious. What is the root? What do they have, the muttaqeen? Loud and clear, so it gets in the recording. So it's in the recording as well. Please, again, everybody. What does a muttaqi have? Taqwa. And how do you get that? When you attach with the Quran. We didn't have this same taqwa before we opened the Quran like this, did we? But now when you're reading it again and again, that Allah Ta'ala is the master, that He, everything belongs to Him. He is watching us. He is all aware. All decisions will go back to Him. Then our taqwa, our levels of iman are boosted and changed. And whatever good they do, nothing will be rejected. For Allah knows well those who are the muttaqeen, the pious. Surely those who reject now the people of the other side. Sadly. Surely those who reject faith, disbelieve in Allah and in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as being Allah's messenger and in all that which he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All that which he has brought to us, neither their properties nor their offspring. Neither their, give me two other words for these two words please. Properties, give me another word. Neither their properties, neither their, yeah, so what's the word for in English, another word?
Wealth.
Wealth, good. Nor their offspring, nor their children will avail them, will benefit them aught against Allah. So none of it will make, give them any benefit against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not even a tiny bit, aught meaning zero. They are the dwellers of the fire. In it they will abide. Therein they will abide. The lightness of what they spend in this world is the lightness of a wind which is extremely cold. It struck the harvest of a people who did wrong against themselves and destroyed it. The good deed of a person is only accepted if he is a monotheist and believes in all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, including Christ and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This will again clarify questions that are raised often by people in this society. What happens to the other people who believe but they don't believe? They believe in some of the things of the Bible or the Torah, but they don't believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us here. Allah wronged them not, but they wronged themselves. O you who believe, take not as your advisors, bittana, advisors, consultants, those outside your religion. And since they will not fail to do their best to corrupt you. Since they will not fail, not fail again. Two negative words. What does that mean then? They will do their best. Do you get it? They will not fail to do their best. They will try their utmost to corrupt you. They desire to harm you severely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us this so many years ago. 14 centuries ago. But because we didn't pick up the Quran, because we didn't read it, we love them, but they love you not, in other words. And we still love to do their Valentines and Christmases and Easter eggs. And yet, they don't eat dates like we eat dates in Ramadan, do they? They don't fast like we fast. Sisters, we love to copy them, and yet Allah is telling us here, they will not fail to do their best to corrupt you. And is that what we see? Do we not see that in society today? Our children, are they not corrupt? Sadly to say, our children, are they corrupt? I can't hear you.
Yes.
Sadly to say, are we distracted by their ways? Mm-hmm. Sisters, it's important that you respond so that I get it into your recording, because also it will be sadqa jariyah for you all as well. Do you want this as a sadqa jariyah, that your evidence on the Day of Judgment that this sister spoke out on this day? Yes?
Yes.
Sisters, they desire to harm you severely. Hatred has already appeared from their mouths. But what their... Now, you see, Allah Ta'ala is saying, they spoke about it. They talk about Islamophobia. They'll talk about it from their mouths. They say openly they don't like Muslims or whatever you want to call, whatever the words are being used these days. They desire to harm you severely. Hatred has already left their mouths, appeared from their mouths. But what their breasts conceal is far worse. So now, some of it you don't even see, but it's far worse. But yet, we still are, what would be the word here? Fill in the blank, please. We are still ignorant. Good. Another one. We are still blank to copy them. We are still Another word, Sister Saika. Okay, stupid. We're still so stupid, ignorant, eager, that we want to copy them, astaghfirullah. They desire to harm you severely. Hatred has already appeared from their mouths, but what their breath conceal is far worse. Indeed, we have made plain to you, clear, the ayah, the proof, the evidence is, if you understand. Now, the talk by Ustaza only on Monday was explore your intelligence. Who explores the intelligence? The one who understands the Quran. We had so many beautiful examples. That talk was so inspiring, mashallah. That, yes, we want to be intelligent, but we all look at intelligence from tiny different beams, different angles. And we always usually just consider one angle as being it. But Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, those who understand are the ones who reflect on the ayahs, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, either via the universe, the Quran, or ideally both, people of understanding. So think about it yourselves. What am I reflecting on? Am I intelligent, or am I still being ignorant by ignoring the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us in hadith, don't imitate their ways. Lo, you are the ones who love them. Look at this. Now, again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us this in the Quran. You are the ones who love them, but do they love you as well? Why not? But they love you not. Subhanallah. They will criticize, they will mock at your ways, they will say, why are you wearing a scarf? There was one particular colleague I remember at work, when I worked, would constantly say to me, why don't you take it off, you look younger without it. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Constant distraction. And I said, no. Sisters, you are the ones who love them. Now, if you find it hard to keep away from their ways, highlight these few lines. The first two lines, please. If you find it hard to not give a Valentine's card, not to keep away from Christmas cards, Christmas cakes, whatever. If you are the ones who love them, they love you not. And you believe in all the scriptures. You believe in the Torah and the Injil, the Gospel and the Torah. Well, they disbelieve in your book, the Quran. And they, when they meet you, they say, we believe. Subhanallah. But when they're alone, they bite the tips of their fingers at you in rage. When does one bite the tips of their fingers? Nail biting. Mm-hmm. Agitated. When they are? Or? Mm-hmm. Fuming. Mm-hmm. They're fuming with you. They don't like it. That's why they're trying to distract Islamophobia, all this. They don't like our, what don't they like about our what? What do we have that they don't have?
Unity. We have unity.
Unity.
Mm-hmm. Iman.
Iman, our faith. Yes. But how does it come across in our? Exactly, in our tranquility. Our calmness. Our disposal of affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They can't handle this. In our iman. And when they meet you, they say, we believe. So they even pretend for a short time, but in private, when they are alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Could it have been any clearer, the Quran? Sisters at the back, could this have been any clearer?
No.
But when they're alone, they bite the tips of their fingers at you in rage, say, perish in your rage. Certainly Allah knows what is in the breast. All the secrets. And if a good befalls you, it grieves them. But if some evil overtakes you, they rejoice at it. If you remain patient and become al-muttaqoon, muttaqeen, the pious, see not the least harm will their cunning do to you. So again, we are being told to remain patient. And this might be people around us who are disturbing us. Okay? Because they're away from the Quran. And this will happen. Tests will come. But what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us to do? Remain patient. Oh, Rafi, remember this. Highlight this. Remain patient and become muttaqun. Sisters, become pious. Allah surrounds, surely Allah surrounds all that they do. So this brings us to the end of the first part, alhamdulillah, of this juz. In a nutshell, just a few quick lessons for us to self-analyze ourselves. What do I do? Do I stop evils or do I join in? Am I obedient or disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do I rebel? Do I transgress? Do I cross Allah's limits? And for all of these, it should be do not, do not, do not. Do not be disobedient, do not rebel, do not cross Allah's limits, do not encourage evil, do not join in evil. Prove it that I am the best of nations. Now we start our favourite part, I should say, after having studied Surah Al Imran in our classes of Tafsir, we will study now what we're going to start, everybody, the battle of. Excellent. So from verse 121 onwards, inshallah. And remember when you, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, left your household in the morning to post the believers at their stations for the battles of Uhud. Your papers are making a lot of noise. They'll all go into the recording. So can you try and be careful when you're turning your pages, please? Jazakallah khair. And remember when you, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, left your household in the morning to post the believers at their stations for the battle of Uhud. And Allah is all hearer, all knower. When two parties from among you were about to lose heart, but Allah was their relief, supporter and protector. And in Allah should the believers put their trust. And Allah has already made you victorious at Badr. When you were a weak little force, so fear Allah much that you may be grateful. Remember when you, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said to the believers, is it not enough for you that your Lord should help you with 3,000 angels sent down? Yes, if you hold on to patience and piety. If you hold on to patience and piety and the enemy comes rushing at you, your Lord will help you with 5,000 angels having marks of distinction. Subhanallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding them what to do, who to trust. Remember that you won at Badr. So don't lose heart now. Verse 126. Allah made it not but as a message of good news for you and as an assurance to your hearts. And there is no victory except from Allah, the Almighty, the All-Wise. That He might cut off a part of those who disbelieve or expose them to infamy, so that they retire frustrated. Not for you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but for Allah is the decision whether He turns in mercy to them or punishes them. Verily they are the zalimun. This is when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam felt saddened and upset. Few points that they hadn't listened and that he'd been hurt and that the enemy had attacked. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was saying this decision, whether they turn to Islam, whether they are guided or not, is Allah's decision. And to Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth. He forgives whom He wills and punishes whom He wills. And Allah is of forgiving, most merciful. So again and again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that don't despair. Turn to Him. He's the one who forgives. Turn to Him. And never think that He won't. He is oft forgiving. You see, here again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have used some other attribute, but He's reminding us that He is oft forgiving, most merciful. All decisions and victory are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. This reminder. Okay? As we go on to a slightly different ayah now, for a reason like we discussed before, just quickly here, question arises, who do I trust in? Do I trust in my neighbour or my friend, or do I trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do I turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in times of need? Here the lesson for us is that I am Allah's friend. How do I get to know what He wants of me? How do I know He's happy with me if He allows us to continue with what we're doing? Verse 130. O you who believe, our favourite address again. What is it, everybody? What is it, O you who believe in Arabic? Eat not riba, doubled and multiplied, but fear Allah that you may be successful. We have the famous hadith here from Sahih al-Bukhari, volume 4, hadith number 28. Narrated Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, avoid the 7 great destructive sins. We could all roll them off, can't we? What's number 1? What's the first destructive sin? Shirk. The people inquired, O Allah's Messenger, what are they? He, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, number 1, to join others in worship along with Allah. Number 2, to practice sorcery. Number 3, to kill a person, which Allah has forbidden, except for a just cause. Number 4, to eat up riba, usury, interest. Number 5, to eat up an orphan's wealth. Number 6, to show one's back to the enemy and fleeing from the battlefield at the time of fighting. 7, to accuse chaste women who never even think of anything touching their chastity and are true believers. Verse 131, and fear the fire which is prepared for the disbelievers. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that this fire was not for the believers. So don't go near it. Don't do anything that will take us towards that direction. Fear the fire which is prepared for the disbelievers. And obey Allah, subhanallah. How are you going to be a believer? By doing what you feel like doing? No. By obeying Allah, highlight this, one of my favourite ayahs. Verse 132, please. وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. And obey Allah and the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you may obtain mercy. A march forth in the way which leads to forgiveness from your Lord and for paradise, subhanAllah, as wide as the heavens and the earth, prepared for the muttaqeen, the pious. Question arises, after having studied the Quran now, after looking at these verses, Do I feel I'm getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or am I still floating amongst society? Am I still on the track of shaitan? Or am I now becoming with the pious, closer to the pious and the salihin? Attaining taqwa means leaving sins. Attaining taqwa means changing. Attaining taqwa means no more messing around. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gives us some more instructions of how. What are these qualities? Who are these for? Who is this paradise for? Who is this marching forward for forgiveness? Those, verse 1, 3, 4. We started off with spending. Spend, what was the start off in verse 92? Spend what? Out of what you love, exactly. And is that just money, everybody? No. Spending out of your time, energy, effort. Money, yes. But even coming here, your qurbani, your sacrifice, your emotions, your family are at home, it's holiday time, but you've still made the effort to come here in Allah's way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see that. Everybody can do it on a day off. Husband's working away, no problem, I'm not bothered, I'll come into work and to class. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the value of that. There was nobody at home, I had nothing to do, so I came in. He wants to see, do I come in when everybody is there? Is my bond stronger? This is loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anything else. And going against the flow of society. Everybody else is doing what they want to do. Pleasing themselves and their desires and their whims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, look, those who spend in Allah's cause in prosperity and in adversity. That reminds me of our event a little bit on Monday. We didn't have to feed those people. But why did we do it? Because we wanted to do it as Allah's guests. I know you spent many, many hours preparing beforehand and afterwards. But why? Because it was a da'wah. If it was a da'wah at your house, would you not have cleared up? You would. Sisters, would you have done? Here, this da'wah was special because it was for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did we charge them anything? Not a penny. We don't want it. Because why? Who do you want the reward from? Who do you want the money from? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pay you back. Either in this dunya in one way or another. Or in the akhirah. Sisters. This spending in Allah's way. I didn't. Nobody told me to go out and buy any sweets or anything. We didn't have to do the tea. Did we? Why do you want to do it? Do we not serve tea to our guests at home? Hands up if you serve tea to your guests at home. We do, don't we? And even after you've made a full wakki meal, you still go and put the tea on and give them tea, don't you? You give them sweets, don't you? Sisters, this is special when you're doing it for the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need this inside us to keep us going. That gives you the energy. Then you don't feel tired at midnight. As some of you will be aware, I was still dishing out the food till 11:30 that night. After having taken the guest to the station. The reason why I share that with you, I was up till quite late. Why do I share that? Because you don't feel tired. I want to share the inspiration, the motivation. I'm not doing it for any of you. I'm not doing it for myself. I know it's the cause is worthy. It's special. They were more valuable to me than any other guest that comes to my house. They have come for the house of Allah. Do you understand? Do you see the difference? And look, because we've done these ayahs. Those who spend in Allah's cause in prosperity and in adversity. He knows whether I have that money in my bag or not. But He gives, He provides. Who repress anger. So something might get you cross, but you don't do a tantrum. You don't go become a, what's the word? You don't make a fool of yourself. You don't just go and dump all the things somewhere in a bad mood. You repress your anger. You control yourself. Okay, maybe that other sister's having more problems than I am. than I have. Maybe she's given me these things for a reason. Think about it. Are we being considerate or not? We've done these ayahs. We need to reflect. We need to show it in our practical exercise. It's easy to say sorry afterwards, but the best control is the one initially. Those who spend in a love cause in prosperity and in adversity, who repress anger and who pardon men. What does pardon men mean? Forgive, overlook their faults. Okay, somebody made a mistake. But okay, we pardon them. They're human. Verily Allah loves the good doers. We all want to be good doers, but we want to be good doers without these qualities beforehand. We want to shout and rave and rant, and then we want to be a good doer. We don't want to say forgive anybody. We think we're the ones who are the victims, but we want to be a good doer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, do these things and be a good doer. And those who, when they have committed illegal sexual intercourse or wrong themselves with evil, remember Allah and ask forgiveness for their sins. And none can forgive sins but Allah. And do not persist in what they have done while they know. While they know. For such the reward is forgiveness from their Lord. Subhanallah. So once they've done all these things, then Allah Ta'ala says, what's their reward? Just 10, 15 pounds here? Nah. For them, the reward is forgiveness. We're all in search of forgiveness, aren't we? We all want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. And gardens with rivers flowing underneath, in which they shall abide forever. How excellent is this reward for the doers who do righteous deeds according to Allah's orders. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Many similar ways were faced by nations that have passed away before you. As you have faced in the battle of Uhud, so travel through the earth and see what was the end of those who disbelieved and disobeyed. This is the Quran. This is a plain statement. This, the Quran, is a plain statement for mankind, a guidance and instruction to those who are the muttaqeen. Again and again, subhanallah. In fact, I've not done it before, but from now, if you can just highlight all the muttaqeens that keep coming in. You can do that later for your homework as well, inshallah, the ones who've missed. So do not become weak against your enemy, nor be sad. What have we done? We've surrendered, we've given in, we've become... We start making... What do? Making excuses, isn't it? Allah Ta'ala is telling us, don't become flimsy or making, you know, compromising. Yeah, sorry, yeah, you're right, okay. My daughter won't wear hijab for school if you say so. Allah Ta'ala says, so don't become weak against your enemy, nor be sad, and you will be superior, you'll be victorious. You'll be superior in victory if you are indeed true believers. If a wound and killing has touched you, if you feel hurt, then remember a similar wound and killing has touched the others. And so are the days, good and not so good. Allah Ta'ala is reminding us all that, look, after night this day, after day this night, with ups and downs, disease. There's hardships in life, but persevere. And so are the days, good and not so good. We give to men by turns, that Allah may test those who believe, and that He may take martyrs from among you. And Allah likes not the zalimeen. The zalimeen. Who are the zalimeen? Wrongdoers, or the polytheists. Why are they called the zalimeen? Because they are doing wrong. They've got shirk, they've got partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that Allah may test or purify the believers from sins and destroy the disbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to test us and purify us. So when there's any ailment, any illness, any disease, any pain, any adversity at home, any conflict, just remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just wants to see how strong you are. A diamond is not without being pressured. Remember, gold, a bullet of gold, biscuit of gold. What do you call it? A gold bullet? Gold, what they call it? Gold bars. How did they become beautiful jewelry? With hammers. The jeweler, the goldsmith, is constantly banging away at it to make it into a beautiful masterpiece. Is it not true? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is banging you. You will get these bangs from your relatives, your husband, your brother, your sister, your in-laws, your son, your child. But he wants to see how strong are you. I need to go to my class. I'm going to my class. Holidays or no holidays, I don't care. My Lord, my Quran, my things come before anything else. And at the same time then, your taqwa, your fear will make you aware that you need to cook and clean and do all those duties for them as well. You're not going to slip away in those then, are you? Do you think that you will enter paradise? Do you think you will enter paradise before Allah tests those of you who fought in His cause and tests those, and Allah also tests those who are the patient? Subhanallah. We will take a break. We'll stop there for a pause there for a bit, inshallah. At the end of first, test those who are the sabireen.